Hi, everyone, and welcome back to PolishPod101.com. This is Business Polish for Beginners, Season 1, Lesson 6, A Frustrating Situation in Poland. John here.
Cześć, I'm Marzena.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to make a complaint. The conversation takes place at an office.
It's between Monika and Karolina.
The speakers are co-workers, therefore, they will speak Polish informally. Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
Nasza drukarnia nagminnie ma opóźnienia.
To niedobrze. Klienci zaczną się skarżyć.
Nie wiem za bardzo, co z tym zrobić.
Złóż reklamację. Na wszelki wypadek zacznij też szukać nowej drukarni.
Listen to the conversation one time slowly.
Nasza drukarnia nagminnie ma opóźnienia.
To niedobrze. Klienci zaczną się skarżyć.
Nie wiem za bardzo, co z tym zrobić.
Złóż reklamację. Na wszelki wypadek zacznij też szukać nowej drukarni.
Listen to the conversation with the English translation.
Nasza drukarnia nagminnie ma opóźnienia.
Our printery is routinely late.
To niedobrze. Klienci zaczną się skarżyć.
That's not good. We are bound to get some claims from our customers.
Nie wiem za bardzo, co z tym zrobić.
I'm not sure what to do about it.
Złóż reklamację. Na wszelki wypadek zacznij też szukać nowej drukarni.
Make a complaint. And just in case, start looking for a new one. It sounds like they're having some major problems with the printing company. Maybe they should have a meeting with their printers about it.
Yeah, that may be a good idea.
What are business meetings like in Poland?
You had better be on time for your meeting, because Poles always are.
That's a good start to a meeting. Are they well prepared too?
Yes, they are. It's all very professional.
How do people usually prepare for meetings?
They usually bring PowerPoint presentations that they've rehearsed.
Very slick.
After the meeting, it's common to invite people out for a meal or drinks.
That's a good, friendly way to end a productive meeting.
I think so too.
Okay, now on to the vocab. Let's take a look at the vocabulary from this lesson. The first word is...
Nasza.
Our.
Nasza. Nasza.
Next we have...
Drukarnia.
Printery.
Drukarnia. Drukarnia.
Next we have...
Opóźnienie.
Delay.
Opóźnienie. Opóźnienie.
Next we have...
Skarżyć się.
To complain.
Skarżyć się. Skarżyć się.
Next we have...
Wiedzieć.
To know.
Wiedzieć. Wiedzieć.
Next we have...
Złożyć.
To submit.
Złożyć. Złożyć.
Next we have...
Reklamacja.
Complaint.
Reklamacja. Reklamacja.
Next we have...
Wypadek.
Case.
Wypadek. Wypadek.
And lastly...
Szukać.
Search. To look for.
Szukać. Szukać.
Let's have a closer look at the usage of some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first phrase is...
Nie wiem za bardzo, co z tym zrobić.
Meaning, I don't really know what to do about it. This is a long phrase, so let's try and break it down.
Nie wiem means I don't know. Next is za bardzo.
This means too much. The final part of the phrase is in the perfective form of to do.
That is zrobić. You should already know co z tym.
That is, what to do with this. You can use this phrase when you aren't sure what to do.
There are no restrictions on using this, but it's more likely to be heard within a company than, say, in business talks.
Can you give us an example using this phrase?
Sure. For example, you can say, Dostałem to i nie wiem za bardzo, co z tym zrobić.
Which means, I got this and I don't really know what to do with this. Okay, what's the next word?
Na wszelki wypadek.
Meaning, just in case. This is another phrase.
First is na, which means for. Next is wszelki, which means any. The last word is wypadek.
This means an incident. Altogether, it means just in case.
You can use this to say that you are doing something just in case.
When could this phrase be used?
At any time. It can be useful in a business meeting.
Can you give us an example using this phrase?
Sure. For example, you can say, proszę to na wszelki wypadek jeszcze raz przeliczyć.
Which means, count it one more time, just in case. Okay, now on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, you'll learn about making a complaint. Is it common for Polish people to make complaints?
Polish people love to make complaints. And this remains true in an office too.
What kind of things do people complain about?
The weather, the amount of work, services. There's so much.
Okay, let's look at some ways of complaining.
You can use złożyć reklamację.
This literally means to submit a complaint, and it can also be translated as to make a complaint.
You can replace it with zareklamować, which means the same but needs an object.
Let's hear an example. How do we say, I would like to make a complaint?
Chciałbym złożyć reklamację. A common adverb used when complaining is nagminnie.
Very often. You can hear it in this sentence. He is always late.
On nagminnie się spóźnia. A few other phrases that can be used in complaints include to nie działa.
This does not work.
Jest za mało.
There is too little.
Nie wystarcza.
There is not enough. Now let's move on to how to show concern.
We will go through some conversational phrases that will make you sound like a natural. For example, oj, to niedobrze.
Oh, that's not good.
Co się dzieje?
What's happening?
Ojej, to bardzo niedobrze.
Oh, that's really not good.
Ojej, bardzo mi przykro.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
What's one of the best ways to stay motivated while learning Polish?
It's watching your progress grow and knowing how much you've learned.
Did you know that you could do that at PolishPod101.com? You can track your Polish progress with the dashboard.
So when you complete this lesson, mark it as finished.
You'll see the checkbox above the lesson player on the lesson page.
Click on the Mark Lesson Complete checkbox and watch your progress grow at PolishPod101.com.
Okay, that's all for this lesson. Thank you for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Do zobaczenia.
Nasza drukarnia na gminie ma opóźnienia.
To niedobrze. Klienci zaczną się skarżyć.
Nie wiem za bardzo, co z tym zrobić.
Złóż reklamację. Na wszelki wypadek zacznij też szukać nowej drukarni.